Welcome to another episode of the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Monash, and today we're talking about operating budgets and how do you put together an operating budget that's got integrity, one that you can really count on. What I've noticed is that many investors make very simple mistakes. That is, they forget major categories in their operating budget, and then they're surprised when those line items appear in the real world. There's very little that's going to protect you from a flawed analysis. You can't raise the rents to compensate for it. You can't cut expenses. It is what it is. And so it's so important for you to do a thorough job of your analysis at the beginning. The way I do that is I have a complete list. It is a superset list of anything that I could possibly spend money on an ongoing basis on the property. And then I consciously exclude the line items that don't apply. That makes it much more difficult for me to forget something because I have to consciously exclude it. Some of the major things that I see investors omit are things like unit turns. This is a regular occurrence. When a tenant leaves a property, you've got work to do to get the property rent ready again. That might take a day, it might take a month. If it takes a day, you're going to experience no vacancy. If it takes a month, you're going to experience a month worth of vacancy. And it's typically in that unit turn process, tremendous amount of money gets lost. Here are the three things that contribute to that. Number one, the unit turn itself. If you can't get it done in a day, you lose a month worth of income. The second is the actual cost of the unit turn. A unit turn is not a surprise. This is expected. If a third of your units turn every year, you can expect that on average, you're going to have to turn a particular unit every 3 years. That means paint, carpet, cleaning, maybe some minor repairs. You're going to have a fair bit of work to do. Count on spending $1,000 or a couple of thousand dollars to get that unit rent ready again. Put it in the budget. The second thing is, of course, the lost income. When that happens and you've got a month worth of vacancy, the operating expense associated with carrying that unit, all the utilities, the electricity, the water, the heat, transfers to you, the landlord. So it's not being paid by the tenant. That falls on your line item and gets lumped in with your common area expenses. And then third, if you have engaged with a leasing agent to get that unit leased up, you're going to give up usually 1 month worth of rental income as the leasing commission. So now you've potentially lost the equivalent of 3 months worth of income on something as routine as a unit turn. And that's in a property that's performing well, meaning a property where the second you put it on the market, you get strong demand and you get it leased up fairly quickly. That's what happens in a best case scenario where you're not experiencing real vacancy. The only vacancy you're experiencing is from the time that the property was offline to manage that unit turn. Unless you have the systems in place to manage that unit turn from the time a tenant moves out to having it rent ready, unless that's really, really short, you will experience vacancy and you have to put it in your budget. You have to remember to add that vacancy that we just talked about on top of the real market vacancy. Now you've got to add the real vacancy on top of that. If it takes you a month to get a unit occupied, you're going to experience additional vacancy, additional actual market vacancy on top of the economic vacancy that results from the unit turn. What we're talking about is getting very real, very realistic in your expectations for what a property can do and making sure that you've got the systems in place to handle these real life, day-to-day operational type issues. As you're thinking about this, take the time to examine your existing properties in your portfolio, see how they're performing in reality compared with what you had at the outset, because at the end of the day, there's nothing that's going to protect you from a flawed analysis. Make sure that your analysis is realistic in terms of how the property is going to operate in your hands, not what the seller is telling you it's going to do, because that's usually painting a very rosy picture. Use a realistic set of assumptions and scrub that list to make sure that there is nothing that could possibly be missing from your list of operating expenses. In the meantime, have a spectacular day. Go make some great things happen, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.